You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
As a kid, Halloween was amazing. You dress like a superhero, you bang on your neighbor's door, and they give you candy. I do that today, and my neighbor wants me arrested. Probably because I make a hot cat woman. Kitty wants some candy.
Wednesday, October 29th, 2025. It's the wake up call. Yes. Oh, man. That Jim Gaffigan clip reminds me of my friend Jason, who quoted that kitty needs some candy line until it was no longer funny. Which wasn't very long, but yeah. Anyway, that one friend that gets a hold of something and just rides it off into the sunset.
Fortunately.
I feel like I get it. I get it. I was there. Stop it.
That does seem to be a bit of a thing of the past.
Quoting stuff?
Well, now I guess we just quote our kids. Quote, like, stuff from YouTube.
Yeah.
But, like.
Oh, like, alrighty then.
Right. Yeah. Or Budweiser. Right. Or,
yeah, baby.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, I mean, the difference was that it used to be put, they used to be quoted from, you know, movies and stuff like that. Now it's just 6'7". Yeah, and it's like,
did we figure out what that means?
I still
they don't know what it means. I actually watched a video that was like a pseudo like documentary about where that started. And it couldn't have started. It literally started from a kid who's a YouTuber at like a high school pep rally. And when the camera went to him, he didn't know what to say. So he just said 6'7".
Was that the Was that his jersey number?
Like, no, he didn't know. It was just like, instead of, he just said 6'7". And and moved his hands back and forth. It didn't mean anything when he said it. Then a rapper on YouTube quoted it just to be like, see, kids, I'm hip. And then it took off from there. And,
all right, well.
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, people do seem like so upset about it. It's like, who cares?
I appreciate all the adults that are actively trying to kill it. I have a friend of mine who's a high school teacher, and for Halloween, him and another high school teacher are going as 6'7".
See, that's hysterical.
Stop.
Hysterical.
They're going to stop saying it.
It's
now.
Going to kill it. Yeah.
Oh, I don't think so.
I do.
Yeah.
Unless
kids
just
aren't as grossed out by adults
being cringe?
Yeah.
You don't think?
Not to the point where they stop doing stuff.
Huh. Maybe you're right. I don't know.
This is 6'7" is not a thing in our house.
Thank goodness.
It's not that's good.
All.
You're lucky.
So many of the whatever internet things do not seem to cross over our threshold.
That's nice.
So Skibbity didn't.
Yeah.
Riz.
Right.
None of that entered the domicile.
Oh, you're lucky.
Yeah.
I think it's because your little one's too little, your older one's too old, and then the one that is prime target for it, her friends just aren't talking about it at school, I guess. Because we get it just from school. It just comes home.
I don't know why they wouldn't be, though.
I don't either, but they're not, apparently.
Maybe it's a girl thing, too.
Maybe. It's the 6'7" thing's definitely more of a boy thing. Definitely, because it's stupid and obnoxious.
Yeah. Also, we don't let her on YouTube.
At all?
No.
Oh, smart.
So she's not, being exposed to it, in its natural form.
That's good. That's really smart not to do YouTube at all. Guys, I've got some bad news.
Oh, boy.
Well, maybe it's good news. It depends on how you look at it. Yeah.
What an emotional book.
Yeah, literally.
Today could be the day we finally get visited by aliens.
Oh, okay.
That's not a good thing.
Now, is this the rapture? Because 2 weeks ago, I was told I get to go to heaven.
Right.
I get to float right up naked, and it didn't even happen.
I believe it's a little bit different than the rapture, but it's also still similar in that we're just standing around waiting.
Okay.
But this one's based on somewhat science-y stuff.
Kevin, come
but
on.
But then it ventures off into silliness. The science-y stuff is that there has been a meteor that has been visiting our solar system a lot in the last couple months.
Okay.
And this is only the third meteor this size we've ever seen. It's a big meteor. It's about the size of Manhattan. And it is in an orbit. Now, don't worry. It's millions of miles away. Okay. It's it's closer to the sun than it is to us.
Okay.
However, today is the day it is going to get the closest to us in an event that astronomers are calling perihelion. And
yes.
Now that is the science part. Here's where the silliness comes in. The conspiracy theory crew thinks that it's not a meteor. It's a mothership.
Got it.
All right.
Okay.
And there's actually a Harvard professor that is part of the crazies. This is something that he posted on X. See if it
It will pass closest to the sun on October 29th, 2025. I got a text message the other day from someone who said that he is trading options on the volatility of the market with an expiration date of October 29th in order to make money. And I immediately thought that I don't know if there will be meaning to money if this object turns out to be technological after October
29th. I don't know what he's saying, Gavin.
He's saying that if you're in the investment world, I would spend all your money today. That's basically what he's saying.
Because of aliens?
Because of the mothership. Because of the mothership.
God, you know what?
This is the closest it's going to get to us, and it is going to happen.
Okay, so why do I have to spend my money?
What's the point of having money tomorrow?
Well, is the mothership going to do something?
probably let aliens come on Earth.
Okay, then what?
We don't know.
Right.
I hope help us.
I gotta tell you, you know what this screams of? This screams of when you have a friend that doesn't have something you have. Let's say it's a relationship or something.
Okay.
And they're doing like, you should just dump him. Mm-hmm. Honestly, like, you don't need this. Mm. You really should just like be single, like come out with me. This strikes me as a guy who does not have money. So he wants to make sure nobody does.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, he's a Harvard professor, but he does also have a lot of bobbleheads on his desk.
I mean, that doesn't mean that you don't have, like, a gambling addiction or something.
True. He's at least got a bobblehead addiction.
Okay.
And that's not free.
Right. Yeah.
So I want to say that if aliens invade us today, and if you're just joining us, science says that they are, that I can't say that I'm gonna dread that, because it does maybe I want to think that a higher intelligence needs to come to this planet and just look around and just be like, guys,
we can do better.
What are you doing? This is crazy. We're gonna give you two options. We're gonna teach you exactly how to fix it, and you have to do it because we're your new overlords, or we will just evaporate everybody.
Okay, so this means that we are operating under the assumption that they want to stay here.
Or just use our planet for resources.
Resources do they need? Their planet doesn't have any of the things we have. So, like, they're obviously not using it.
What if they're out of water and they want all our water?
They have water?
What if they had water and they're out of water?
Well, then it sounds like they don't know how to handle their own resources. So stay away from us. You can't help us. You can't even help your own water.
All right. Okay. That's a good point. That's a good point. What about iPhones?
See, here's the thing. What about it?
What if they just want our iPhones? They're pretty cool.
Okay, so
better
wait.
Technology.
Yeah, they're so.
Okay, fine. Timothy Chalamet.
Where
we're talking?
Okay.
Yeah.
If that's the case, we just hand them over.
No. First you came for Timothy Chalamet, and I said nothing because I'm not Timothy Chalamet. Okay, I get it.
You know, like if the aliens are like, hand us over to, they're pointing ray guns at us. Give us all your Timothy Chalamets or the Earth gets it.
We're like, we only have one.
We'd be like, Timothée, come up here.
We only have one. And he goes, seriously? I've seen Timothy Chalamets like in a million different places. We go, no, that's just the one guy.
Those are movies. We make movies.
Yeah.
And Timothée, we don't need Dune 4. So we found you a new mommy and daddy. You're being adopted.
Right. Bye. Sorry, Kylie.
106.5 VN.
Gavin's phone scams. All the tens.
We're calling Tim. He works at a carpet cleaning place. He might own the carpet cleaning place, actually. And I'm calling to see if I can get him to come to my house to clean up a huge mess that my son created because my son is a werewolf.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
This is Tim. How may I help you?
Hi, I need to book you guys to come by for a cleaning.
Excellent. We currently have three different rates right now. We have like a medium clean, and we have a deep clean.
It would be a deep clean.
I'm sorry, and what kind of stains are we looking at? Are we looking at biological or cooking?
It's all organic. It's all biological. There's some dirt.
Okay.
There's some bodily fluid. There's a lot of blood.
Okay. We need the entire house cleared out because of the cleaning agents produce a lot of fumes that might be caustic.
Yeah, I see. Okay. So how firm are you on that? It's just me and my son that live here now. And my son, he is confined to a room and he cannot leave. That's part of the problem, is that he got out of his room. So he actually got out of the house. He got out of the whole house and then came back to the house. And that's why we need the cleaning now.
And there's no way that like you guys could go take a lunch.
Well, he's not.
He's confined to the house.
I mean, if history's prologue, he's not going to be hungry again for several months. That's the good news. But no, I cannot take him out in public right now.
Do you mind if I ask what happened?
I don't really know how to answer that. He's a danger to society, but I take care of it. He just happened to get out. You know, I screwed up one night, and I thought the door was shut. The door wasn't shut. The good news is that he always comes home, and I assure you that it wasn't a person. It most likely looked like it was a dog, somebody's dog.
Okay. So the blood is not your son's blood or a human's blood.
Correct.
But there,
it's animal
there
blood.
Was a dog. It's animal blood. We think it's animal blood.
Yes.
And do we know how it got into your house?
Do we know how the what?
That's not, the blood got into your house.
My son brought the dog home.
The dog or the blood? Just one or the other or both?
Well, the blood was in the dog when he brought the dog in the house, and then the blood got out of the dog.
Understood, yes.
I'm glad you understand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So also, another thing is, while you guys are working in the house, is your equipment loud?
One of the compressors does produce a very audible sound, yeah.
Okay,
it's
good.
It's kind of a white noise, but a shh.
That's fine. Good. That's good. The louder the noise, the better, because when other people come in the house, he kind of knows and he kind of kicks up. It gets him excited. And so I don't want the neighbors to hear, like, you know, a whole lot of ruckus and growling and stuff like that. So it's good to have bring all the loud machines. Okay. And just kind of set up the loud machines outside the home.
Just as a ballpark figure, when we're talking about the size of your son, how big is your son?
It really depends on the situation. Sometimes the size of a normal 13-year-old boy, and sometimes he has the strength of a 400-pound man. So I'm not really sure how to answer that. But I assure you though that you guys will be safe.
You do not mind putting down a deposit before we show up?
Whatever it takes.
It sounds like kind of like a dicey situation here.
It's not an ideal situation. I will say that. Oh, one thing I forgot to mention. Do you think though that you guys would be able to come by when the moon is not full? You know, just asking.
You know, let me check my lunar calendar right here that I have keep at my desk for these kinds of questions.
You sound like you're being sarcastic. That's a very
not one bit. I'm sorry, I was,
because that is a very real, very serious question that I have. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got it. So I need to go anyway and pick up some more chains. But then let's reconnect. Does that sound okay?
Sounds great. You know,
okay,
my number, sir.
That's great. And Tim, one more thing before I get going. None of this has been real. This is Gavin from The Wake Up Call. It's a morning radio show on 106.5 The End. It's a prank phone call. Your wife is the one who wanted me to do this, so I apologize.
Jesus.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
We're going to take a quick break and play some sponsors of the podcast. So please hang out and enjoy the rest of the show. Lots of funny stuff coming up. And thank you to these sponsors that keep this podcast.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Free.
Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
916-909-1065.
Oh, man.
Call in and we'll play Married Name Upgrade Downgrade. Boom. Got through it super fast, sucker.
It's not the point of getting through it fast. It's the art. It's the art, Katie. The art that goes into it.
I see.
Paige, good morning.
Good morning.
I love I'm the sorry. Name of Paige.
I'm sorry that Katie just ruined that for you.
No, that's okay. It was ruined.
See?
All right, Paige. What is your maiden name?
So my last name is Wade. I'm actually engaged, not quite married, but my...
Wait. Your name is Paige Wade?
Yes.
You're the most fun person I've ever met in my life. Paige Wade, you know what she is? A professional surfer.
Yeah.
Yes. And you are a smoke show.
Right.
Like, you could have been a model, but you're not.
And I get it. Wade.
Okay.
Sure.
Wade in the water.
Okay. Didn't even think that.
Paige Wade.
But she could be like... a total, like, Sports Illustrated swimsuit model.
Smoke show.
But she loves sports. She loves sports.
Yeah, yeah.
And she loves getting out there on the open water.
All right. Well, Paige, what will be your name?
So it will be Paige Tolbert.
Tolbert?
Okay. That is Tolbert. The saddest thing I've ever heard.
Why would you do that?
What is his name?
Robert.
Robert Tolbert.
See, Robert Tolbert, attorney at law, I understand.
I hate it.
Yeah.
And I don't even like Robert Wade because he feels very punchable.
No, Robert Wade is punchable.
Here's the thing. I want Paige Wade to be happily single forever. Sorry. I know that's not a popular...
I
understand. I need to tell you that Paige Tolbert doesn't even know how to swim.
Okay.
Does he go by Rob at least?
Yeah, he goes by Rob.
Okay. All right. Okay. Robbie All right. T.
Robbie T. Rob, okay. Robbie Tolbert.
It's a downgrade. That is such a downgrade.
Massive downgrade. Oh, boy. Angela, good morning.
Good morning.
I love your energy.
Yeah, fun little voice.
What is your maiden name, Angela?
My maiden name from over 12 years ago was Corbett.
Corbett or Porbett?
Corbett with a B.
Okay, Corbett.
So like a Kirkland brand Corvette?
No, yeah.
Yeah, like I'd get Costco.
Okay, so like we couldn't afford the Corvette, but we did get the Corbett. And is it Corbett?
Angela Corbett. Corbett. Okay, and what's your maiden or married name?
Chatman with a T.
Chatman.
Angela Chatman sounds like the wife of a mega church person.
Oh my God. But Angela Corbett? Sounds, yeah, there's something about it.
She's
that is
serious.
Corbett.
Angela Corbett is very serious.
She is an She's a real estate agent.
Yeah.
But not a good one.
Not a good one.
And really mean to escrow officers and like her clients and stuff. And she goes, okay, well, you can't have everything with that budget.
One of the few real estate agents that's like, I'm not going to get on social media.
Yes, yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay. I love it.
Okay. Do you ever go by Angie?
No.
Okay. Can we get you to be Angie Chapman?
Oh, heavens no.
I say it's an upgrade, it's an but upgrade, barely, but barely.
Yeah, okay.
Angela, you're the best. Thank you so much for calling. Let's talk to Heather. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
Heather, what's your maiden name?
Zamansky.
Zamansky.
Heather Zamansky. Zamansky sounds like the word written in a comic book when the Flash takes off running.
Oh, I disagree. I feel like the Zamansky files sounds like...
Ooh, that's bad.
Yeah.
Release the Zamansky files.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like there is some sort of Black Ops thing going down.
Yeah.
Okay, Heather Zamansky.
What is your married name?
Olagas,
O-L-A-G-U-E-Z. Olagas feels like an accident.
Olagas sounds like some sort of supplement that Joe Rogan sells.
I don't love an Olagas.
No, I don't either.
We like a Heather Zamansky as problematic as it is.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
She lost yesterday, but don't think that that's bringing her down on the game known as Are You Smarter Than Katie? How do you dust yourself off after a loss of $560? How do you do it?
You know, I focus.
You focus.
Yeah, I put it in God's hands.
Oh, that's good.
Yep.
Hey, Kevin, do me a favor and find us a contestant.
Oh, what happened?
You tell me.
All
right.
Hi, what's your name?
Okay, while Kevin does that, in the studio, no less, let's talk a little bit more about... What? Oh, we know we got it?
Yeah.
Great. All right. Can I know what their name is? All right.
Could be Leslie or Sarah.
We're not sure. All right.
Okay.
Guys, believe it or not, we're a real morning show.
We are.
All right. Is this Leslie or Sarah?
What was your name again?
Stephanie.
Oh, my God. So Stephanie, do me a favor and turn your radio off.
It's off.
It's off. Fantastic. All right. We're going to play, since you're caller 17, since our last contestant just hung up on us. We've got five questions dealing with news and pop culture. And there's so much noise coming from your car. All right. Jackpot's $20. If I'm on Bluetooth, it helps sometimes if you take me off Bluetooth.
Oh, no, I just have you on speakerphone.
Oh, boy. Okay, here we go. Question one. It has now been a month since we found out that Tylenol taken by a pregnant woman causes autism, or at least that's based on what the word of the HHS secretary, RFK Jr., is. But that's about to get put to the test, as Tylenol is now being sued in the state of Texas for that unproven claim. Now they have to prove it. Who makes Tylenol?
Oh, who makes Tylenol? I have no idea.
All righty. Question two. Drake is being sued in a class action lawsuit started by a man in Missouri. This is because of his endorsement of an app called Skate.us, where users were misled by Drake's ads claiming they didn't know they were online gambling with their own real money. In poker, which is ranked higher, a flush or straight?
Ooh, a flush.
All righty. And question three, Monster Mash is the number one Halloween song of all time, according to Money Earned and Critical Opinion. And now it's getting turned into a movie. Miramax is making a film based on the Monster Mash, which is a song about a bunch of monsters throwing a party and starting a dance craze. In the song, who brings their son?
Oh no, we're singing this song. I don't know.
All right. The question four, Chris Evans is officially DILF status now. He and his wife welcomed a baby girl named Alma Grace over the weekend at their home in Massachusetts. Spell the word Massachusetts.
Oh, man. Massachusetts.
And question five, the cast of the sitcom Married with Children is going to have a reunion special where every cast member is going to come back and shares behind the scenes, deleted scenes, as well as stories from making the show. The event is raising money for MS, which is what Christina Applegate suffers from. If they raise $14 million and it costs $3.8 million to put it on, how much are they left with?
$11.2 million.
All right. What's it going to be?
8 and 14. 11.2.
Pick one.
No, 10.2.
All righty. Final answer. Okay, Kevin, go bring Katie back in there. And Stephanie, who are we traveling with this morning and why?
I am traveling with my three children, and we are on our way to school this morning.
I love that. That's fun. Very cool. What school do they go to?
We are currently on our way to Casa Robles High School.
Casa Robles High School.
That's where me and my boyfriend's parents went to high school.
What?
My parents.
Oh.
And my boyfriend, D-Lo.
They went to the same high school.
His mom went to the same high school, and then he and I went to the same high school.
Aren't you two just little locals?
Yep.
Home of the fighting what?
Rams.
Oh.
Rams.
Sorry.
I thought you were going to make something up
there.
Yeah. Oh.
That's like your thing.
But it's okay.
Home of the Fighting Castles.
Ooh, I like that one.
You don't do it right.
All right, here we go. You lost yesterday. You're defending only $20. Five questions. Here we go. You ready?
Yes.
You know, now we know that Tylenol causes autism if a pregnant woman takes it, according to HHS Secretary RFK Jr. That's about to get put to the test as Tylenol is now being sued in the state of Texas. So they're going to have to prove it. We'll see how that turns out.
Yeah.
Do me a favor, Katie.
Yeah.
And tell me, who makes Tylenol?
Johnson & Johnson, right?
That is correct. Question two. Drake is being sued in a class action lawsuit because he endorsed an app called Skate.us, where it's an online gambling app. And according to the lawsuit, users were misled by Drake's ads claiming that they didn't know that they were online gambling with their own real money. In poker, which is ranked higher, a flush or a straight?
A flush.
Yeah. Question three, Monster Mash. You know the song.
Oh, my God.
I think we'll play that next, by the way.
Please don't.
Why?
It's so stupid.
It's fun.
Can people text in, do you like Monster Mash or do you think it's so stupid?
Do you want to hear Monster Mash played next? 916-909-1065. What a curmudgeon.
Yeah.
Monster Mash, despite what Katie says, is the number one Halloween song of all time. That's according to critical opinion, but also money earned. And now it's going to be a movie. Miramax is making a Monster Mash film, which is about a bunch of monsters throwing a big party and starting a dance craze. In that song, who brings their son?
Dracula.
Dracula and his son. Tell me, look at all the yeses coming in. You're such a stick in the mud.
Wow, it's flooded.
We're playing Monster Mash next.
Yeah.
Question four. Chris Evans is officially a DILF. He and his wife.
Really?
Yep.
He's married?
He is, yeah.
And he has a kid.
He and his wife welcomed a baby girl, his first kid, Alma Grace. Alma is her name, over the weekend at their home in Massachusetts. Spell the word Massachusetts.
Okay, let's see. M-A-S-S A-C-H Massachusetts.
Oh my God! Yes. Wow. Fun fact, Katie's the only person who can spell that word.
Really?
In the whole country.
Wow. I'm impressive.
Question five. The cast of Married with Children is going to have a reunion special to raise money for MS, which is what Christina Applegate suffers from. She played Kelly Bundy on that show. If they raise $14 million, but it costs $3.8 million to put it on, how much is left?
$14 million, but it cost... Okay. Oh boy. $11.8 million? Shut up.
$10.2 million. Listen, Stephanie, we went round and round on it, but you got that one right. But final score, you got 2, Katie got 4. She's back, ladies and gentlemen. She is back. We're going to add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. And Stephanie, tell us what we need to hear.
That was fun, but today I am not smarter than Katie.
That was fun.
Not today, but it was fun. Thank you so much for playing.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Now it's time for us to play part one of Fun Delivered. Part one of Fun Delivered means we go into the box that used to be filled with unopened lost packages in the U.S. mail. It has dwindled down to just a final few. Now, the girls who own the company Fun Delivered, they're aware of this. They're putting together a new kit and caboodle for us. They are traveling right now, though. They travel more than any other couple I know.
Good for them.
I know. Good for them.
They're DILFs.
They are.
Oh, wait. No. What is that? Dinks. No.
Dinks.
Oh. Double income, no kits.
Oh. I never heard of that. I thought DILF was like a lesbian term that I don't know about.
A dad I'd like to...
Right.
But a dink is a double income, no kids couple.
Oh, I see.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well,
if I did also, that'd be brilliant.
It would be brilliant, actually. But yes. So let's go into the box. Let's pick out some stuff and find out what we're going to open this week for Fun Delivered. Now, it is Halloween, and I wish there was a way that we could make this spooky. There kind of isn't, but... Because they don't know what's inside. Like, it would be like, oh, send us some spooky stuff.
They don't know.
Have no idea. Nobody knows.
Okay.
All right, so Katie's going in. Describe what the box looks like right now.
Okay, so the box...
Why don't you go back to your mic?
Yeah. Because
the box, I haven't really looked inside of it in a while.
I mean, it is... It's a giant box with, like, 4 things left. I don't know what you want me to describe.
That's
brown.
It. Okay. No. But like it is, it's that empty. I didn't know there's it was that anything. Empty.
There is something very flat in there that I would love to think is a personalized sign because we love our personalized signs. We still have the Krista neon light.
Yes.
That like a beacon, like a lighthouse. It stays on at all times and brings us home.
I'm surprised it never goes off.
Never. If we turned it off is when it might like peter out.
Okay. So we have to keep it on forever. Much like a lighthouse.
Yeah. You said that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's right. You did say beacon. Yeah.
And then I said lighthouse.
But yeah, it's been lit for over a year. Kevin.
Way over a year.
What kind of package did you get?
Soft.
A big soft one. Clothes.
There is one hard thing in there.
Ooh.
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 I cannot. There's so much clothes. I cannot tell what the hard thing is.
What if it's not clothes? What if there's like one hard thing that's like, I don't even know what that would be.
No, there's fabric in there for sure.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. It's not like packaging.
Okay. Kevin, what did you get?
Mine's a really big black rectangle, and it feels like foam.
Is that the flat one you wanted?
Yeah.
Okay.
This one?
Yeah.
I thought it was the pink one. That's why I didn't pick it. Oh. I'm pissed now.
Oh, now you're pissed?
Well, there was only like 4 packages to choose from.
Well, listen, you get what you get and you don't get upset at this
point. And we
point.
Know what Pretty Little Thing is going to have.
What
clothes.
Oh, okay. The pink one is clothes. Is that what you're saying?
That's
okay.
The package I was going to pick.
No, there's still 6 things left in there. This called to me.
Really? It's so teeny tiny.
It's a little cardboard box. I wish I saw this first.
Whatever this is, it's electronics.
Oh, no. I hope you don't get batteries again.
And no, it wasn't even batteries. It was a battery holder.
Oh, man. And it's got Asian writing all over it.
Well, all these packages do.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Listen, trust me. Our best electronics are from Asian countries.
I feel like I can't see it because they do mark up the label so that you can't read any personal information, but it looks like this is from something called Alibaba.com.
Alibaba.com.
What is that?
It's kind of like Temu.
God,
but
dang
worse.
It.
No,
it's
I thought
worse.
It was better.
No.
No?
I bought my Labubu clothes from them. Never seen them.
Maybe it's them.
I'd be so mad.
Can you imagine?
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to play some music. And when we come back, part two of Fun Delivered, where we open these lost packages up.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right. It's time for part two of Fun Delivered right here on The Wake Up Call. This is the really exciting part where we have already picked out mystery packages that got lost in the mail provided by the company Fun Delivered. If you ever want to play this game on your own, go to fundelivered.com and promo code WAKEUPCALL for 10% off. Katie went in. No, the box is not doing well. So there's only about 5 or 6 things left in the box. We went into it, though, and
okay, let's just get to it.
Got the
box beating around the bush.
We got the best of what we could.
Okay.
All right, well, Kevin's going then.
Uh-oh, guys, Katie was right. It is personalized.
A personalized sign?
Get ready what it says. It's a doormat that says, what? Hi, welcome to Chili's.
That's amazing.
What? Hi, welcome to Chili's.
I love Chili's.
That is incredible.
Yes. Wow.
What an awesome doormat.
I think it's a bath mat.
Oh, I think it is a bath mat.
Oh.
Which makes it funnier.
Yeah.
Which makes it.
Why would you have this in the bathroom?
Wow. You know what? Put that outside of the studio door.
Yes. Oh, so fun. Hysterical.
There it is.
There it is. Perfect.
All right. There you go. Come on in, everybody. Welcome to Chili's.
Bring your own towel.
All right, Katie, we're playing Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. If you ever want to see any of this, text in FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065. Katie?
No. Okay, so I just snagged whatever I saw.
No
okay?
thought. No thought went into this.
No thought went into this, and it's very heavily taped. Oh. Okay.
You want scissors?
I got scissors.
Okay.
It does feel a little fabric. No, it's not. Oh, wow. It's like
socks.
It's wrapped and wrapped again.
It's like a Russian doll of mystery packages.
Ugh, this sucks.
What?
What is
it? I'm pissed.
What's really?
Beep, not, yep.
I swear to God, it's like rope or something.
What is that?
And it's not even rope. It's like, I truly don't even know what this is. It has a sticky side to it.
Both of them?
No, just one side. By the way, it's falling apart.
What is that?
What is that?
I don't know, and I'm so mad.
Try the other package.
No, that's it, Kevin.
Oh, wow. Well.
They had to double wrap that?
It's like a plushy cord, okay, that is flat, that has a sticky part on one side and not on the other. And it is literally falling apart in my hand.
It looks like if you could take like...
Oh, it once was on this thing.
Oh, it fell off the spool.
It once was on a cardboard
spool. Oh, and it unraveled.
But what is it for? I could not tell you to save my life.
That's one of the worst.
It is one of the... Yeah. This might be the worst thing I've ever gotten.
Wow.
And I don't usually choose bad things.
Oh.
I am... Oh, God, it's all over. It's literally falling apart on me. Oh,
Katie,
get this off me.
I am sorry.
At least you're at Chili's.
Yeah, at least you're at Chili's. All right, I'm going to open mine now. I got a small cardboard box from Alibaba.com, and I'm...
If those are my Labubu clothes, I'm going to be so mad.
No.
That would be amazing.
Whatever it is, it's hard.
Oh, God. No. We're going to have to get the frickin' vacuum out of here.
I'm telling you, I don't know what it is. I believe these are nail tools.
Oh, let me see. Yeah, I those used are to good. Be a nail
okay, so what is a cuticle
looks
trimmer?
Looks like a little shovel or something.
No, that's and, a cuticle that's pusher.
A cuticle pusher that the thing clips like your cuticle when you're getting a pedicure. Cutter. And so the other one, the one that looks like a little shovel, is to push your cuticles back. We could use that, Kevin.
It's a little box that says Tico.
Hi, Tico.
Hi, Tico. What's welcome to Chili's.
And is there stuff in Tico? Or
yes,
that
there,
goes...
and it is. And it's a little nail set.
We need that here.
There's different size clippers. And it's like three different size clippers. But like some of them, though, are shaped in a way that I've like I've never seen clippers.
Let me see.
They're like curved up.
Yeah, it's
oh,
for
those
like...
are for like hang nails or like ingrown nails. There's different tools, different clippers that you need to
there's
use.
A little glass file.
Kevin.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Yeah, it's really good. Right, I just want everybody to know that this cord that I got has fallen apart so much. there's white dust everywhere.
Don't breathe it
including in my hair.
Oh my God, what if it's like strips of asbestos?
Or something? Oh my God!
That'd be more interesting than...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What I think it is.
Fun Delivered gave me mesothelioma.
We always wondered what it was. Mesobook.com.
If you want to see any of this, text in FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065.
1065
VN. Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
We're calling Allie, works at a big hardware store. And I am calling as somebody that has a chainsaw, but I don't like the sound of my chainsaw. I need a chainsaw that really commands authority and sounds loud and scary because I want to terrify some children.
Right. It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you for calling. Al, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm looking for chainsaws.
Okay, gotcha. Do you have any idea what kind?
No, I don't. I have a chainsaw now, but I don't like the sound of it.
Okay, gotcha. Do you happen to know if it's maybe like a gas one or is it like a corded?
Well, I think that's a problem. It's electric. I got a lithium battery in mine, so I think maybe that's okay. The problem. I got it right here. Hold on a second. Like, listen to this, okay?
Okay.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear that.
Like, would that scare you?
That's okay, you don't have to do that.
Would that scare you? That probably wouldn't scare you. It doesn't scare me.
Yeah, no, I'd be all right. If you're looking for something that's got to have a little bit more, power to it, you're probably going to want to go with one of the gas ones.
Yeah, but gas is so expensive now.
Okay. The Echo actually makes a brand. It is electric still, but it will have a little bit more power to it if that's what you're kind of looking for.
It says Echo? I'm writing this down.
Yep.
What does that one sound like? It doesn't sound like that, does it?
No, it wouldn't.
It sounds scarier?
It would be a little bit higher pitch.
Okay, so it's a more intimidating sound.
It's going to be pretty loud. I don't know if you're going to be hearing anyone like yelling at you.
Well, that's what I want. That's what I need it for.
You want to be able to like hear people?
Yeah. So like when I use it, I want to be this that doesn't scare anybody. But I need something that scares people. It's going to make them scream. But I want to be able to still hear them screaming.
Is it for like a haunted house?
Sure. Something like that.
Okay. Probably still stick with the gas one.
Okay.
What you do is you take off the blades. You still want to be very careful with it. I would highly recommend they actually have plastic covers that you can put over it.
What's the purpose?
Or whatever.
Well, what is the purpose of that?
You know, some 16-year-old kid who's playing the murderer or whatever. It'll just protect him a little bit more.
No, he's not playing the murderer. No, he doesn't. He does. That's my role.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, for yourself as well.
Yeah, okay. But I definitely don't want to do that plastic cover though. Does that come with it, or are you trying to upsell me that? Because I don't want that. I don't want the chain off of it either.
Well, why would you need the chain on it?
Because I want them to know that I mean business.
Well, sir, I would highly recommend you don't take that route. Playing around with like a.
Well, I'm not playing.
A live.
No, I'm not. Not playing. No, I'm definitely not playing.
Could you specifically lay out what you're going to be using this instrument for?
Sure. So I'm not going to hurt anybody with it, but I want them to think that I am. But I want to scare these neighborhood punks that have been they come on my property all the time. I've got some land. I'm up here in Auburn, okay? And they come on my land all the time, and they get high, and I'm sick of it. So what I want to do is I want to really scare the hell out of them. When I come at them, though, I'm going to come at them screaming with the chainsaw high above my head, and hopefully that'll chase them all off of my property. But I mean, I'm not going to hurt anybody. I also needed to remove a tree trunk.
Sir, what you're talking about is legal.
No, it's not illegal. No, it's just I'm just scaring kids. That's all I'm doing is scaring them.
Yes, it is threat with a deadly weapon whenever you start using it in that way.
All right, so then what do you recommend that I use to scare them then?
So it's actually interesting. So weed whips are not considered as weapons.
What's a weed whip? Like a weed whacker?
Yeah. It does make a lot of noise.
All right, so can I still like whip it above my head?
Yeah, it's loud.
All right.
Kind of like a higher pitch.
Okay, I love that. Okay, I'm going to come down there, pick out the loudest, scariest weed whacker that you have, okay? And I'm going to come down there and I'll pick it up from you. What's your name again?
Oh, Al.
Al, that's perfect.
It's the Echo brand again. Like I said, I really like the product.
Fantastic. I'll be down there. I'm going to, if you're not there, that's fine. I'll say, Al got me, picked out a weed whacker to scare some kids. They'll know what I'm talking about.
Well, don't say that, but just, you know.
One more thing, though, before I get going. I just wanted to let you know that none of this is actually real. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. This is a phone scam. It's a prank phone call. Your sister Whitney is the one who told me to do this.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
So here in the Odyssey building, for all the radio stations that Odyssey owns in Sacramento, we call it The Ridge.
The Ridge.
We are having our annual Halloween chili cook-off. And it does involve a costume contest, obviously. Now, I'm not one to brag, but I am going to. Yours truly, and when I say yours truly, I mean The Wake Up Call, won the costume contest last year.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did. Sure did.
We went as Beetlejuice characters, mm-hmm. and I mean, to say it was a grand slam is undercutting it.
Absolutely.
This
the
year...
The makeup, not to toot my own horn.
It was great.
Fire.
It was great.
Mm-hmm. It was great. This year, are we saying what we're going to be?
We can.
Okay. We are going to go as raccoons.
Obviously.
Because... I was thinking about this morning as I was getting ready. We are personified by raccoons.
We are.
We are adorable, we are funny, and we will eat trash.
Also, we're rascals.
Yes. Little scamps.
Yeah.
And, you know, Wake Up Call Live, we had the Raccoon Club, which was the VIP section. And we've kind of taken this on. Kevin's pissed, though, about this. Kevin, why are you mad and specifically mad at Katie for some reason?
It's because when we win the costume contest, okay, there's usually a prize to it.
Right.
And this year, the prize...
every year.
This year, Katie said that we aren't going to win at... They're not going to be judging us as a group.
No, here's the thing. I said I didn't ask and I wasn't going to lobby for it. I don't know if they're going to, but he wants me out there beating a drum saying, hey, to the holiday committee, damn it, we better have a group costume category.
Yes.
That's what he wants from me.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that I won't do that is making him furious.
Kevin, I'm not totally against this.
Right.
I'm not in it, though, for the money. I'm in it for the glory. And I honestly forgot about the monetary prize.
Well, then now I'm mad at both of you. Oh,
well, but if they are changing the rules on us, then that was not publicly stated, was
right.
it? Because they can't spring it on us. And if they did, that happened to us once before. Now, all the people that were in charge of this, all the people that were in charge of this contest have been fired, okay? However, though, at one point, there was a contest here at work where the prize was Disneyland tickets, and we were like, okay, let's all go. And we had a plan going into it that we were going to split the Disneyland tickets up, and it was going to be wonderful. And then we found out at the very end of the contest, oh, it's for individuals, not for teams. And we almost lit this
right.
place on fire.
Okay. If memory serves, the monetary prize for group costume is, I believe, first place this year is getting something like a $25 Amazon gift card.
Okay, why you say it like it's not usable?
No,
$25 could get you a lot on Amazon.
Okay.
That's right, Richie Rich over here.
No, it's $25 to split amongst three people, you dumb bitch.
Well, we should give it to someone that needs it the most.
No, that's not how
okay,
this works.
That's fine. I want individual costume contests then, because you're going down.
Okay, then what? We're all just going to enter the costume individually as raccoons?
Yes, but I want to be a sexy raccoon.
Okay, well, I'm already being the sexy
well,
raccoon.
Well, let's see who's sexier for the $25.
Uh-oh.
Competition is on. You could have been on my side, but you chose the other side.
Guys, this costume contest is tearing us apart.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So it is Halloween here on The Wake Up Call. Well, it's Halloween everywhere. And we have a very special guest in the studio right now. It is Sacramento legend Mark S. Allen.
Also masquerading as a witch.
Thank you very much. What did you call me?
I'll take it.
Thank you very much for coming into the studio, and we love it when you stop by.
Same. I only stop by when I've got lots going on, so that, instead of calling you every week.
Can I get on again?
You can stop by whenever you want.
Absolutely.
Right. Thank you.
But you do have two big things happening this week. One is happening locally at the Sophia, and one can happen in your living room.
Yeah.
Which one do you want to talk about first?
Well, one kind of springboards off the other. First, okay. Sophia, it is my favorite intimate theater down in the Sacramento area. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. And to support them, I'm doing a thing tomorrow night that they do every month called In a Nutshell. It's a speaker series.
And when you say a speaker series, by the way, I agree with you. The Sophia is amazing.
Oh,
we love the Sophia.
Yes.
Oh, we tried to do
Wake Up Call Live there.
Wake Up Call Live
what
there.
What happened?
They were booked.
Yeah, they were all booked up. Yeah. The Sophia is an awesome theater, great lobby, great bar and all that stuff. And a speaker series is where you go and you watch people tell stories, basically.
Yeah.
And because you're doing it this week, they're scary stories, right?
Yeah, it's Halloween week, so they've assembled four people. This thing was started by Keith Lowell Jensen. They brought me in because I've got some horror stories. And I thought, what a better way than to springboard that to plug my new movie,
right,
which streams this weekend.
Because
it's also a scary movie.
Because the scary stories you're going to share are from making movies. And not because of, like, production problems, because you actually had, like, ghost encounters.
You told us a story where something was being filmed in a very spooky location.
Yes.
And everybody walked in, or somebody walked into, like, tell that story.
Thank you, Segway helper. Katie, yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's exactly it. So I started making movies. My first movie 10 years ago was shot at the Preston School of Industry. That's a castle, and if you're listening right now, it's in driving distance to you. And it was built in the 1800s to be a ward for the state, because young boys that offended or broke laws were blended with the San Quentin an adult population till then.
Wow.
So they built this castle to be a reformatory, and I think it worked for a few years. However, the reformatory, it looks like a Scooby-Doo castle. The second it appears over the horizon, you want to do a U-turn and go away. Now, these kids were there, but by the 1920s, they had a bad warden, and some very bad things happened. Boys started missing. And that's the basis of the story of my movie, Apparition. And I remember when we toured the castle, they took us to the basement and there was like an empty swimming pool. And I said, well, that's great. They had a rec area. And they said, that wasn't a rec area. They essentially flea dipped them like cattle in a concoction of chemicals that probably are outlawed 12 ways now in the state of California. These young boys were dipped in this.
It's been
dry ever since the castle was abandoned. Well, for our movie, we filled it with water because we had to bring the castle back to life, back to the way it was. Mina Savari, who was in our film, insisted that we use her body double for some of her stunty scenes. That body double also, turns out, is a paranormalist. Walked in and said, oh no, we've got to sage this place.
Very angry.
When we filled that pool back with water, all of a sudden, all kinds of things started happening. Like, suddenly, none of our generators stayed on.
Wow.
Things were missing, rearranged, noises. When everybody was quiet on set, no one would make a noise, but yet noises were still heard. And she said, that's because you put water in the pool.
Crazy.
And
you can see all of that in the movie Apparition. You made that, what, 6 years ago?
10 years ago.
That was 10 years ago?
Started pre-production on it 10 years ago. It opened in theaters 2019.
Okay. Good movie, too, by the way. And the new movie you have out is called Don't Answer.
Exactly.
Now, Don't Answer is like everybody, you probably had this thought because you ordered something from Amazon and thought, well, what if this was a scary movie?
Let's not mention companies' names.
Okay. All right, I won't.
The opinion expressed by Gavin do not necessarily
exactly
reflect
that's my opinion.
Management of Don't Answer.
You probably ordered something from somebody
and thought,
what if this was a horror movie?
Right. Just
Well,
you've got the director and the writer right here.
Well, my producing partner Howard and I were just thinking about it. What if we made people feel about home delivery the same way people felt about swimming in the ocean after Jaws? It's a story, pretty much the template of 1978's Halloween. There's a young kid who does some horrific things. He's discovered, institutionalized. But to modernize it, because of our crowded system, he kind of gets systematically, via a glitch, ejected back into society. And there's a right-to-work program. And, oh, by the way, you're given a job as a driver. However, we do recognize the heinous nature of your youth. So we're pushing you 100 miles past any of those actions to the tiny town of Nicholas, California. Population 24 until he's done.
Oh, see, any opportunity to take something that is like normal and then like make it scary is so good.
Don't answer. It starts streaming this weekend on Apple.
Yeah, Apple TV streaming this weekend. Apple TV, no longer Apple TV Plus. And then Sophia tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Speakers.
Mark, we brought stuff. So
you brought stuff.
You.
What'd you bring?
You guys. I love you guys. Let's see. Katie.
Okay, that's Katie. You.
Want gift bags.
Make gift bags.
Oh, my God.
Now, by gift bags, I want to be very clear. By gift bags, this is a man's gift bag in that it is a grocery bag.
But look at the accessorized.
Call me out. Mom said never show up empty-handed. My mom said don't show up empty-handed.
It's
nothing big, but because
you're so sweet.
Wake up call never trick or treats at my house anymore. I had to bring the treats to you.
Movie theater candy.
Thank
love it.
Exactly.
Now,
that's great.
One last thing before we go. We would be completely remiss if we didn't once again tell you that the Wake Up Call has been helping you for years, and
yet,
we have yet to be in a movie. Yep.
We have a bigger movie in pre-production with lots of parts for next year.
Okay. Any morning radio show people?
Yes. You don't have to play yourselves. You're all actors in this room.
Yes,
you're giving you good parts.
True. Are.
No one has to get whacked in this movie.
Is it another horror movie?
No. No one's going to get whacked. Oh, by the way.
You know what? Even if they did, it's showbiz, baby.
Right.
True.
Okay, we can take it.
I mean, that's on my bucket list. I want to die in a horror movie.
Here's what I want.
I didn't know it.
Yeah.
I want for some, and I don't know how we do it, Mark. You've lived here your whole life just like me. We got to get into that castle on Haiti.
Oh, I'll bet Mark's been in it.
Film something.
Do you know what she's talking about?
Castle.
Yeah, it's that like suburban castle.
Yeah, it's like right off the freeway, and there's always like a limo and a bus and a boat in the front lawn.
Yeah,
right.
We got to get in there. We got to film something.
We got to figure out what's going on in there.
We got to figure out what's going on in there because it ain't good.
There's definitely some like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. We'll make a new age Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It doesn't make noise because it's electric.
Mark, thank you so much for coming on the Wake Up Call. The Wake Up Call with Gavin, Katie,
thank
and Kevin.
You.
Soon to be the stars of the next Mark S. Allen movie, no doubt.
Yeah.
Two things before I go. I love you. And also, don't forget to watch Take a Look 9:30 on ABC.
Woo! There you go. Thank you so much for coming on. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's Wake Up Call Concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.